This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Surah Hujurat is a surah that really teaches us community ethics and how do we interact with each other and how do we fulfill each other's rights. Of course, before everyone's rights comes the rights of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins the surah by discussing the rights of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah and His Prophet alayhi salam, there is absolutely no way we can fulfill each other's rights. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins the surah by, first of all, addressing the believers. And this is something that I've said earlier, that anytime Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, according to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this is a point where we have to pay close attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah begins the surah with, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And then after that, and by the way, the ulama, they say that one of the key reasons why Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, is because this is addressing the believers. And the believers have a personality of sami'na wa ata'na. They have said that we will believe in Allah, we listen to Allah, and we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you listen to Allah, and you obey Allah, and you have committed to this, now you will listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to tell you. Allah says, La tuqaddimu, do not move forward. لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Do not move forward of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does that mean? There were some Sahaba, and especially there were some Bedouin people who would sometimes come and sit in the majlis and in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what they would do is that sometimes they would talk amongst themselves, and they would say that perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should pass a certain verdict or a certain fatwa. Sometimes they would say that, why don't you go and you give your opinion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why don't we just go and tell the Prophet alaihi salam what we think is right, what makes sense to us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling these people that you are not allowed to move forward of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're not allowed to give your own opinion. Even if a person is sitting in front of the Prophet alaihi salam, and the Prophet alaihi salam says something, and a person says, I have a different opinion, even that is not allowed. You're not even allowed to give your own opinion even before the Prophet alayhi salam tells you what is Allah's opinion and the Prophet alayhi salam's opinion. Meaning to give your own suggestions. You know, like today people say, man, today indeed, you know, this is what I think should be. This is exactly what people do. What they're doing is they're moving above. They're moving ahead of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when people say this, is almost as if they are belittling Allah's intelligence. It's almost as if they're saying that my intelligence is greater, that there should be something part of our deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not think about it, and hence this is my own opinion. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed this verse. And the reason why He revealed also this verse is to send a very clear message to the entire community, to the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when it comes to the matters of your deen, you do not have any opinion. You do not have a right to say something against Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to even suggest that Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should give or should say something about a certain matter. You're not allowed to do this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wattaqullah. Why wattaqullah? Because in all your affairs, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they said something about a certain matter, do not become defensive about it. You know, subhanAllah, there are people, I've said this before, there are people, when you tell them that, brother, you're doing something that is wrong, do not get into my affairs. Wallahi, people say this, do not get into my affairs. And not as if I'm telling them that what I feel like is right and wrong, but when they are violating the Quran and the Sunnah and you tell them you're doing something that is wrong, their first response is like a defense mechanism. Do not get into my matters. Wallahi, they say these kind of things. Do not get into my matters. What will they say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? Will they say to Allah that do not get into my matters? Will they say these kind of things? I mean, we have to understand that when we play this defense mechanism and we push people away and we don't want anyone to give us an advice, what will we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wattaqullah. This is why Allah says, Wattaqullah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha sami'un alimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say sami'un? Because Allah is telling these people that when you sit together in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you push each other and you chit-chat amongst yourself, that perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should pass a certain fatwa. When you say these kind of things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing your chit-chatter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing what you're saying to each other. And not only that, but what's in your heart? What's in your heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that also. So it is important that when it comes to all of our social matters, when it comes to our personal matters, there is no opinion but the opinion of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the key thing that you and I, we need to understand. Subhanallah, I've got into many families and family matters and so forth, and you know how many times I hear the same thing over and over again, that stay out of my matter. You don't have a right to tell me what's right and what's wrong. Once again, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله. So one is that we cannot move ahead of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to Allah, when He says something, when the Prophet alaihi wasallam says something, that is where you and I, we don't have an opinion after that. But I want to tell you about another issue that you and I, we are facing today. You know, subhanAllah, there are people who send me time to time articles written by intellectuals and so forth. And one thing that you see in this day and age is many people see ilm and knowledge is something that real knowledge of Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not acquired in the universities. It is acquired by the ulama. You go and you sit with the ulama, you sit in the suhbah of the ulama, and this is a system that has been going on from before. You understand? This is why this is called a sanad. Abdullah Mubarak, he says, لَوْلَا الْإِسْنَادْ لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. If there was no isnad, anyone could say whatever they want to say. You understand? But they all learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He taught to the Sahaba. The Sahaba taught to the Tabi'een. They taught it to the Tabi'een. And after the Tabi'een, generation after generation, people have taught other people. They were the teachers, they were the students. Later on, they became the teachers. They taught more students. And this is how knowledge gets passed on from one generation to the next generation. My teachers, till today, I have a sanad that from my teachers all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have a certificate. This is how the system works. When it comes to today, there are many people who are not even going and studying with the ulama, but they're going into universities and they're studying Islam over there. And what they're doing is that they're coming out, they're graduating from the university where you have professors who are not even Muslims teaching about Islam. And they're teaching about the ahkam of Islam. They're teaching about the laws of Islam. And they're not even Muslims in many cases. In many cases, there might be Muslims, but they might be even far from Islam. And yes, there are very, very few professors all over America who have studied from traditional, you know, from traditional scholars and so forth, but majority of them have not. Now you have people graduating from these universities, writing articles, taking the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and giving it their own interpretation, writing their own tafsir of that ayah, and they're taking the haram and turning it into halal, and taking the halal and turning it into haram. And these are articles that are being pushed out constantly online. And because, once again, the online system is such that there is a wealth of information today. You go online on Google, you put something, you'll find so many things to read. The information is an overload online, but it's not true ilm. You understand? It's not ilm. It's the problem is that when people, they go online and they start reading these kind of things, that is where we see the problem. So not only today do we have to understand that when it comes to my personal life, when it comes to our social affairs, first comes Allah and His Prophet ﷺ, but it becomes now our obligation to protect the integrity of the Quran, to protect the integrity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whatever tafsir, whatever explanation that was given by our ulama a long time ago, that is our ulama or the sahaba or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi himself, whatever explanation they gave, that is the true explanation of the Quran. If someone comes today and says, I have studied from such and such university, and they take a certain verse of the Quran because I've read these articles before, wallahi, they are taking verses of the Quran completely ignoring any opinion of the past, and they're giving their own opinion about this verse. And now, and they are turning the haram into halal. This is also part of our responsibility to protect this. Just like we protect it in our personal life, in our communal life, it is also important that we understand that these kind of people, when they move ahead, this is what Allah is saying, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. One is in your action life, but even when it comes to our own opinions, we cannot move ahead of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we'll leave it, inshallah, just one ayah today. But the most important thing is, in all of our daily affairs, personal affairs, communal affairs, family affairs, first comes Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then comes everything afterwards. If they have said about something, we will exactly follow that. And if someone is reminding us, then Allah is saying, ittaqullah, be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may have pushed them away, but what will you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us the tawfiq to first put Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahead in all of our matters. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.